Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast. Our show is brought to you by MyMMAnews.com, your number one source for MMA news. Follow MMAnews.com on social media at MyMMAnews. You can also follow myself, your host, Kyle Carroll, at Giblitz77, that's JIBLITZ77, on Twitter, as well as on Facebook at Carroll's Corner. Call into the show if you'd like, ask questions, comments, anything you'd like to talk about. At 323-870-4011, that's 323-870-4011. And on tonight's show, we have Jillian DeCourcy fighting in the main event at Worlds Collide, and Dan Coleman fighting in the co-main event against Eric Ott in the co-main event at the middleweight. I'd like to welcome my guests right now, Dan and Jillian. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
What's going on,
guys? Dan and Jillian, it's a pleasure to have you guys on.
Have I met you, Jillian?
What was that?
Have I met you?
Yeah, on Instagram. We're Instagram friends, remember?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we were at the last weigh-in together. What's going on?
What's up?
Dan, let's start with you. You want to tell us a little bit about your fight coming up and your expectations for the fight?
Not necessarily. I don't know. It's just another fucking fight, right?
Okay.
Go out there, have fun.
Now, how long have you been training in MMA? How long have you had a background in the mixed martial arts?
To be completely honest, I've never really trained for MMA. I just kind of was always the guy who just threw hands and just kind of got good at it really fast, and then going to striking kind of just disciplined me, you know what I mean? Kind of slowed me down and shit in a good
okay.
way.
And you're fighting out of Striking 101, is that correct?
Yeah.
And where is that located exactly? I believe it's in New York City.
Yeah, it's Kew Gardens, Queens.
Okay. All right. And who are your coaches out of there, and how's training been going?
Training is always amazing over there, but see, the thing with striking is it's so far out of the way. My coach, Jonathan Ruiz, is a fucking beast. I can curse on here, right?
Yeah, you're good. It's rated R.
All right, good. I was going to fucking curse anyways. My coach, Jonathan Ruiz, yeah, he's a beast, man. It's just, he's so young, but he has so much fucking knowledge about everything. And he kind of knows how to work with me, where I've been with boxing instructors and other coaches where they just try to make me fight like them, you know what I mean? And he kind of lets me use my body the way I want it, and just, I like to bang, man. If you show me a jawline, I'm going to fucking laser beam that shit. So he kind of encourages me to do that, and I love it. But once again, it's really hard to get out there, especially during the winter when you got to jump on the train and then you got to go from work and back and forth. And besides that, he just had two twins, two boys, so he still manages to make time for me and my teammates to come to the gym. And so he busses his ass for us. We got to bust our ass for him type of thing.
Awesome. Now, I understand you're 6'4". Your opponent's going to be 6'2". Do you use your reach as, like, a big advantage, or do you like to pressure people to get in there? Are you counter-striker or aggressor?
You know what's funny is I also coach people at the same time, and I tell a lot of my students that you got to kind of pick after that first minute of fighting, you kind of got to pick what you want to do to implement your will, whether you want to be a counter fighter or the aggressor. You can't really do both, you know what I mean? You can't run straight mm-hmm. in and be a counter fighter. So it all depends on how I feel. If I'm in a certain mood where I'll fucking Max Holloway and point at the ground and let's just fucking bang, or I'll Nick Diaz slap the shit out of you. It all depends.
Okay.
I have no problem putting my back off the cage or back off the ring and just fucking Muhammad Ali in and just winging punches.
Now, do you have, like, a sports background? Did you play any sports in high school or college?
No, I'm, like, fucking growing up in, like, Lower East Side Manhattan, there weren't really many sports teams. I played football here and there, but it was never, like, a level you could go to, you know what I mean, with that. It was just, like, either just get with your friends and just play in the hood or something like that.
Okay. And, Jillian, I understand you're fighting in the main event of the evening. You're the number one ranked female fighter in New York State. You're fighting Lindsay Van Zandt. You want to tell us a little bit about your fight coming up? She's a tall, lanky opponent as well. You want to tell us a little bit about that fight?
I'm super pumped. I've never felt better going into a fight. It'll definitely be a show. I've refined a lot of my skills that, you know, things I wanted to work on. I've had the time now to really, you know, make everything crisp. So she better be ready.
Now, we spoke in the past, Jillian. You're 6-1. You mentioned maybe this fight and maybe one more to go before turning pro. Do you have, like, a definitive timetable to go pro, or is this still kind of up in the air?
No, my goal is I really want to make my, the goal I have for myself and my coaches have, and we're going to try and make that pro debut with Invicta. So it's kind of, just refining everything as an amateur, making my mark, and, making a stand so they take notice, and, I can fulfill my goal.
Awesome. Now, do you believe that you have to finish her to kind of make a statement to in order to get into a first debut fight as a professional in Invicta, or is it something that focus on winning?
Not at all. Obviously, if it's an even fight and you're matched up with someone that skills are on par. A lot of times it goes the distance because you're not fighting a scrub. And then sometimes you might be even and, you get the finish, whatever, you get a knockout, you get, a TKO, you get a submission. But a lot of my fights I've had a few finishes, but a lot of them have went the distance because I'm not fighting, scrubs. I'm fighting people that are, legit. So
yeah,
it's all about what display.
Well, your last three fights have gone to decision. You definitely haven't been fighting scrubs. You're getting in there and putting on a performance for everyone inside the stands. And I know everyone talks about it. The crowds love watching it. Dan, you're 2-0. You're coming off of a TKO. Are you on a mission when you're inside the cage to finish people, or you just want to get out there and just get the victory and kind of less damage the better?
I don't really think too much into it, to be honest. I know like the last guy, I went to meet up with some promoters the other day, and come to find out he fucking had a cracked orbital, and it was like the insurance money was ridiculous that they had to pay for it, or something along the lines of that. And that was just because he kind of pushed the pace, and I was just like, yeah, fucking go for it. You're going to get the crack. And I try to make my own openings. Like, if I can fucking oppose my will, I'll do that. But if you kind of want to run against the current, you know what I mean? I'm gonna take you into deep water. I'll fucking go fucking 25 minutes straight. Even if I'm fucking gasping for air, I'm still throwing.
No, tell us a little bit about your training. Weigh-ins are tomorrow at 5 p.m. How has your routine changed, if it has changed, leading up to the fight, and how's training been going up to this fight?
So this is the first, like, I never really, I'll be completely honest, my past couple of fights, I fucking slack all the time, fucking drinking, partying. You see my Instagram, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the lovely lady, but you know what I mean? I party. I like to indulge, but this time I kind of took it upon myself to actually fucking care about it. And actually, I mean, the skills are there. I've never really got fine tuning besides like at Strike 101. So this is the first time I actually did strength and conditioning for my fight. You know what I mean? Where I put on muscle for this fight, and I feel good, and I'm hitting like a fucking tank. You know what I mean? I could feel the power to the point where my wrists are like aching every night from punching so hard. And I'm not just tooting my own horn. I just never felt myself punch like this before. Like my last fight, I was actually literally fighting with a broken wrist. I broke my wrist. I took the cast off like an asshole, and then I rebroke it. And then they told me I needed surgery, and I decided not to get surgery and have the fight. And I just fucking fought through it. But this time I feel strong, you know what I mean? So in terms of that, not so much technique, but a lot of strength and conditioning, just kind of pushing my body to the brink. And yeah, shit like that. Like, I've never fucking ran with a heavy bag on my shoulder before, you know what I mean? I've never fucking shadow boxed with weights and stuff like that. Battle ropes and torturing yourself and shit. And I do feel like that'll show in my speed and my power. But just working explosiveness and shit like that.
Now, have you had surgery on your wrist since you injured it?
Oh, no.
After the fight?
No, they want to cut open my tattoos. Fuck that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would ruin all of them.
Yeah, I'm stubborn, I guess. I don't know. I can be an asshole about it. I just don't.
Healed and healthy now, right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go. What's funny is actually I started overcompensating with my left, and I started feeling the pressure and like arthritis and shit on my left hand. But they're completely good. I mean, I'm just saying with the more muscle I've been building, the harder my shots have become. And it's, you know what I mean? You got to kind of give your body time to let it heal.
That almost reminds me of, you ever see Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe? He breaks his hand.
Yeah,
fuck. Start using the other one. Yeah, that's what that reminds me of. Awesome.
It's the same thing like me. I just had to start wiping my ass with the other hand. Yeah.
Julian, with this fight coming up, it's another title fight. You're just collecting belts left and right. How do you prepare for the fight coming up with weigh-ins tomorrow? You have a special routine leading up to the weigh-ins?
I mean, I'm really ritualistic and superstitious, so I have lots of things that I do, like fight week, that, you know, kind of helps me ready. But as far as like training and everything goes, I mean, whether I have a fight or I don't have a fight, I live in the gym. It's just that once a fight gets locked in, you know, obviously we take everything to the next level. And just, you know, keep adding. And I mean, this fight, I was blowing through workouts. So we just kept, you know, upping the ante. So I feel like going into this one, I'm in better shape than, you know, I've ever been in. And I go into every fight in really awesome shape. So it should definitely be interesting.
Awesome. Now both of you, you both work full time, correct?
Yeah. But
How does that, like, I don't know, like, how do you balance work and training full time? Because a lot of fighters, especially the younger people, like younger fighters, they that's all they do. They just train full time, nothing else. Their parents support them, or they get support elsewhere. Or both of you are working full time as well as training full time, or training as much as possible. How is it balancing both of those?
That was one of the problems with me. I work at a boxing gym, Overthrow New York. Shout out, you know what I mean? But it's kind of my style. I play rock and roll, and I teach fucking people how to throw punches, you know what I mean? It's very simple. But the problem that I found with it was that fighting and boxing used to be my hobby, you know what I mean? I had a job mm-hmm. before, and then boxing and MMA would be my hobby. Now I'm fucking caught in this place where my job is my hobby, and I'm starting to fucking hate it. You know what I mean? I got nothing else to do. I come to the gym, work out, and then I come to the gym and fucking teach. So,
Jillian, how about you? I know you have your own practice. How do you find time to balance the two?
For me, I mean, it's fine. I spend more time studying than I do working, technically. But I mean, since, you know, I'm technically my own boss, it makes it pretty easy because I don't, you know, if I need to, you know, take a day off for a fight or something, you know, I just have to figure it out myself. So, you know, I think I have a pretty good balance. And, you know, it worked out pretty well. I'm, you know, actually kind of lucky in that sense.
Awesome.
I'm kind of
mentally going into the fight, how do you guys feel? Are you guys drained, like, around weigh-ins, or is it you just every day is different? Same thing, different day.
This one is, I'm complaining a lot more than I usually do, but this one, like, the weight cut isn't as hard as it normally is. I'm basically on weight tomorrow. I'm just gonna be a bitch because I can't eat anything. But besides that, once again, like I said, I started doing the strength and conditioning thing, so I put on more muscle, which kind of slowed it down for me a little bit. But I'm sluggish, but I'm good to go. I feel it's all once. Literally, the point once I jump on the scale, then it's go time. Then I realize, yo, this fucking shit is happening, and I get really excited. And then the day of the fight, when I get to the venue and I step in the cage, I'm like, I can't wait to be in here in a few hours. You know what I mean? It's like, it's time.
Definitely. And Julian, you're a psychologist, is that correct? Or?
Yeah, I'm a mental health therapist.
You get punched in the head for a living.
It's always interesting going in with some black eyes to see clients.
Yeah.
Or
when
how
they mentally, I mean, I've never felt more focused, and I've never, like, felt more driven going into, like, you know, and I've had a bunch of fights, competed in different sports, jiu-jitsu, everything for, like, my entire life, and I don't think I've ever, you know, been this honed in on anything, so feeling really good about this one.
Now, Dan, why do you fight? You said it's kind of like starting to become, like, not a hassle, but not as enjoyable fighting and coaching and working where you are training. Why do
don't,
you
don't
fight?
Get me wrong. It's only like that at this point in time. I guarantee you, after this fight's over and months go by, I'm like, I want to fucking fight again. You know what I mean? It just gets to at this point in time where I'm cutting weight and I'm fucking miserable and I'm lashing out at people because I haven't eaten. And I'm like, why the fuck do I like to do this again? But then once you get your hand raised and you win, it's the fucking best feeling in the world. And nothing can replace that feeling, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's just like, this is one of those things where I did it just to get my life together. And I got really good at it really fast. And going to striking, and you'll see Uriah Hall and and fucking Jarrell Big Baby Miller, and you're training with these guys, and you're like, they got big fights coming up, and you're like, why don't I fight? You know what I mean? You just get to that point where it's like, what the fuck else are you going to do? Why not? And then you do it, and then you fucking knock it out of the park, and like, can't stop now. The wheels are rolling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Julian, the same question for you. Why do you fight?
I just love to do it. I love every aspect of it. Training, the competing, the coaching, the teaching, everything. It just, gives me balance in life. And there's, it's a feeling that, like, when you step into the cage and you actually, are, banging it out with somebody and going all out. It's something you can't explain to somebody that's never done it. It's just such an intense, like the best feeling ever.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Now, Dan, you mentioned how fighting has kind of gotten your life in order. What have you learned since picking up the gloves, getting in the cage, and fighting?
I still feel like I got a lot of growing up to do and a lot of learning to do. I'm still kind of out of control. Like right now, my friends, they're in the next room eating fucking Chinese food in front of me, and I kind of feel like stabbing them in the fucking ear with a pencil. But, you know what I mean? But besides that, it's like just kind of toning it down and realizing shit's not that bad, to be completely honest, you know what I mean? Fighting is kind of that emotional roller coaster where it's like, if you're just a fucking angry teenager or something like that, you can bitch and moan about your life sucking. But when it comes to fighting, it's something that's kind of in your control. But with that being said, I've never been through more emotions at one time, at one point in my life than fighting. You know what I mean? You feel everything: anger, love, fucking happiness, sad, and it's just all bottles up into one until you fucking unload it on someone's face in a cage.
Definitely, yeah. I'm sure you learned quite a bit.
That was fucking poetic.
yeah, that was.
I wish I could fit all that shit on a T-shirt.
I just see very little writing, little font. Now, Julian, I'm going to be a little more specific with you with the question. What have you learned since fighting, and specifically within the last, two, three fights? Your last fight went to a split decision. What did you learn about yourself in that fight?
Every time I go to, a grueling decision, I think the last fight was probably, that was probably one of the most, grueling fights that I've had. And it's just that, if you never give up, you could always still pull it out at the end. You just got to keep grinding, never stop, never give up. And then also, all right, next time I got to give it a little bit more, so we don't even get to that point.
Damn, dude, you're my fucking inspiration. I'm so serious right now.
Jillian's a killer. She really is. She gets in there and
No, I
she
always
battles.
Watch her fights. I always stick around and watch her fights.
What does it mean to you guys that Jillian, you're the main event, Dan, you're the co-main event? What does it mean that you guys got the honor of being the headliners?
You know what's funny is I was running around. The majority of my clients that I train are females, and I actually work with three WBC world champions.
Oh, wow.
And, and sometimes we have discussions about how much the women get paid as opposed to the men. I mean, if you're a male with a WBC world belt title, you're getting 100K and better. But if you're a female, promoters won't even put you as the main event half the times, let alone pay you more than fucking $8,000, which I think is complete bullshit. And I've been running around telling a lot of my students, like, these fucking two chicks, these badass chicks, sold out a venue, you know what I mean, and have 1,000 people coming to watch them, and I get to co-main event with them, which is, I thought was fucking, I think it's pretty rad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is pretty
rad. Well,
that's
awesome that you're pumping it up. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, once again, the majority of my clients are females, and to think that women can't bang or brawl or anything like that. Look at you two. You fucking main event in this fucking dope ass card, so.
Yeah, seriously.
Jillian, what does that mean to you that you are that main event? You got people like Dan running around pumping it up, talking about it, and MMA has kind of, I guess, opened the gates for women headlining. You had this weekend is actually, I believe, two female fights in the UFC headlining. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's awesome. It was totally unexpected when they made the main event announcement. I wasn't even thinking that we were going to be main event because there were so many title fights on the card. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's like really freaking awesome. That's like, you know, I've had that main event spot before, but nothing like this one. You know, there hasn't been like six other title fights on the card. And then, you know, the undercard itself is just stacked. And, you know, to get to headline that, it's definitely pretty freaking awesome.
You have more title fights than me and my guy have put together. So, yeah. So, let's be real. Yeah, you fucking deserve it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great fight. I know Jillian and all her fights never disappoint, so that's for sure. And, Dan, I'm looking forward to seeing you fight as well. I haven't yet seen you get inside the cage. I haven't been at any of the events.
The funny thing. I looked on the fucking website today, and it said Eric Ott versus To Be Determined. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure motherfuckers don't even know who I am. So to be like...
TBD.
Yeah, to be co-main event, I think my two fights all together only lasted like fucking, what, 5 minutes? If that. I'm pretty sure no one knows who the fuck I am, so to be co-main event. I know Matt Roman was gonna be co, and he had to pull out, which actually fucking pissed me off because when he won his ACC title, me and him shared a locker room together. Our coaches actually knew each other from Tiger Showman's, and we were hanging out backstage, and we became really close and really cool. And it was my first time, and he was pumping me up and talking to me about it, and He was like, all right, you go out there, fucking finish this fight, and then I'm going to go out there and win that belt. And I went out there, choked this dude out, and then he went out there and won the ACC title. So my idea was I'm going to get the ACC title this time, and he's going to be backstage with me again, and it's going to kind of be like full circle thing. And then mm-hmm. come to hear that he fucking pulled out. Matt, if you're listening, fucking sack up, bro. What's wrong here? Fucking neck is broken? Fight with a broken neck.
Yeah, I think he has an ankle injury that's keeping him out. It's unfortunate that he's not able to fight. But he's a good
Lego.
Guy, Matt. I met him at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Farmingdale. Jillian was there, as well as Steve Inoshima and a couple others were there.
Oh, I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited.
Well, Dan, you know
once again,
you know, you're talking about it.
My
fucking
fight name is To Be Determined.
Yeah, you know, it took me a while to find you, actually, to kind of get a hold of you, because your name on Facebook is Dan Halen, and then I kept seeing Dan Coleman. I'm like, I don't know if this is the same person or not. It took me a while to track you down.
I go through Facebook's, like, fucking, I don't know what analogy I was going to make, but, yeah, I have a bunch of them. I don't know how to fucking delete them. I'm not computer savvy. I just figured out how to use my email. So Tom's been kind of pissed off at me this past month. So I have no idea how to fucking use an email, let alone fax something or print something. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sure that it probably frustrates the hell out of him, but oh well.
Oh, God. Get the fuck out of here.
Jillian, this fight coming up and whatnot. You want to tell everyone a little bit about your gym and a little bit about your training and leading up to this fight? Have you done anything different? You said you sharpened some skills up within the gym.
I train primarily out of East Coast United in Queens under Professor Rob Gutierrez. But I also added in a striking coach. So I started doing some striking at Ring Sport Muay Thai under Eric Ruiz. So that definitely, evened out my game a little bit. And that's, something different that, before I was doing all my training at East Coast United and, mixing it up there. But now I have, more training partners and just different eyes.
Awesome. And Dan, you want to tell us, you're fighting in a striking 101. You want to tell everyone a little bit about your gym?
It's fucking a circus, to be honest with you. That's the simplest way I can describe it. It is definitely a fucking circus. I mean, we got really good guys. So what happened was we had a stacked gym. I'm talking about pros to amateurs that were going pro, and the gym kind of split in half. With the Pure Heart thing with Jarrell, and I don't know enough about it to speak on it per se, but I know we lost some guys. But we gained a lot of newer guys, and it's a family now. You know what I mean? You know that when you go to the gym, there's not going to be many people, but the people that are there are going to do everything in their power to help you succeed. And same thing with a lot of guys that have been there, like Jerome just had his, I think it was like first round knockout, Ring of Combat, which was amazing. You know what I mean? And he can kind of reflect on his experiences. To me, being at that level and stuff like that, but the training is amazing because of the simple fact it's not like a unique gym where it's like, yeah, today's wrestling or today's we're gonna go saw. I got fucking blasted in the face with a knee from Jerome yesterday. You know what I mean? I'm talking about he fucking was jumping off the wall and blasted me in the face with a fucking flying knee. And I know it's stupid for us, but I love that shit, and I'm sitting there screaming at him like, fucking bring it on, you know what I mean? And it's getting my blood pumping, and then I took a knee. And I was like, maybe we're going a little too crazy with it. But yeah, you got guys like that. Like we got this kid Dutch and this kid Brendan that are fighting in glory, amateur glory, and they're not the biggest guys, but at the same time they're willing to fucking do a backflip off the wall and knock you the fuck out. And I'm talking about guys that are, we got this one boxing kid that just fought at Gleason's. He's about JP. He's at least like fucking 4'8", and he's throwing overhand rights on me. You know what I mean? Like he's willing to bang, and it's that kind of gritty, tough shit. And that's where I kind of look at it, where this is like Apollo Creed's gym versus all these fancy pants fucking gyms with fucking flat screens and shit like that. And it's just a camaraderie. It's a family, and can't really, it's hard to find anywhere else where people can just, you can just walk into a gym and find training partners and a new coach. I couldn't see myself doing that.
Okay. You said you're kind of new to social media. I'm going to start with Jillian. Jillian, where can someone find you on social media if they want to follow you and check out, follow your career?
Yep. You can follow me on Facebook, on my fighter page, which is Jillian Lionheart DeCourcy. And you can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Lionheart Jill.
Awesome. And Dan, where can they find you on social media?
Just fucking go to my Instagram, Jameson_Daniels. Jameson like the John Jameson whiskey, and Jack Daniels like the Jack Daniels.
Awesome.
So Jameson_Daniels.
Excellent. All right, cool. So Jillian's fighting in the main event Friday night. Dan's fighting in the co-main event Friday night. Jillian's at the atom weight, which is 105, and Dan's fighting the middleweight, which is 185. So I know I'm looking forward to seeing both of you get inside the cage and let it loose, as well as I'm sure anyone
who's
listening.
Will you be
there? I will be there. Yep, I'll be there tomorrow night.
I get to meet the man on the other side of this phone? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that you will, yeah.
You sound so handsome, by the way.
I
bet you have fucking blue eyes, bro.
But yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night streaming the weigh-ins live on Facebook through our website, and then Friday night I'll be there covering the fights and stuff. So I'll be there early. So I'll be sure to say hello and maybe get a quick video interview if you guys want to do a quick one, see how you're feeling right before the fights. And then so make sure everyone who's listening, be sure to check it out. Be sure to get tickets if you haven't got them already at ktfo.com or accmma.com. Worlds Collide at the space at Westbury in Westbury on Long Island. So be sure
to
check it out.
How to fucking get there?
How to get there? Where are you coming from?
Manhattan.
The LIRR stops. Westbury stops.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How much is the cab?
It's probably a few bucks.
Okay, I'll figure that out.
Yeah, it's not too far. It's like right over. It's just south of the Northern State Parkway.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's not real hard to get to. But yeah, all right, definitely
bring me a beer,
out.
Right?
But so anyone who's going, be sure to check out tomorrow night. We're streaming the weigh-ins, and then Friday night we'll be covering, putting up all the results live and whatnot on social media at MyMMA News. Be sure to check that out. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you, Dan and Jillian. I appreciate you guys coming on. It's a pleasure talking with you. And I wish you the best of luck on Friday. What was that, Dan?
How do I listen to this again?
I will put it up on our website, and then I'll tag you in it.
All right, cool. Yeah, thanks again,
right,
man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, later,
Jillian. Thank you.
Later. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Have a good one. Good luck this Friday.
Thank you.
Peace.
So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to MyMMANews.com for all your number one source for MMA news. Be sure to check it out. And thank you for coming on and listening. Appreciate it. I don't.